சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம். சாப்டர் 16 வெர்ஸ் நம்பர் 4.
தம்போதர்போபிமானஶ்ச க்ரோதஃ பாருஷ்யமேவ ச அஜ்ஞானம் சாபிஜாதஸ்ய பார்த்த சம்பதமாசுரீம்.
Having explained the Daivi Sampat in the first three verses, Lord Krishna entering into that explanation of Asuri Sampat. Daivi Sampat means the qualities or virtues which are friendly for spiritual upliftment. How we have to look at these virtues? Virtues are those which are all helping factors in the spiritual pursuit of a human being. And Asuri Sampat, that means the demonic qualities are those qualities, demonic qualities, we can call it as evil tendencies, evil nature. All those demonic qualities are unhealthy or unfriendly qualities for any person in the spiritual pursuit. So the demonic qualities will never allow the person to enter into spiritual path. So 26 virtues Bhagavan has explained elaborately in the fourth shloka. தம்போதர்போபிமானஶ்ச. From this shloka, in one shloka, Lord Krishna briefly explained what are all the evil tendencies, evil qualities or demonic qualities. What is the first one? Dambaha. Dambaha means pretension, pride, ostentation. Number two is darpaha, arrogance, nature of insulting others. Up to here we saw in the last class. What is the third evil nature or evil tendency or evil quality? Abhimanaha. Abhimanaha is the third demonic nature. Abhimana means vanity. Exaggerating about one's own qualities, nature. Abhimanaha means verbally humble, but internally there is a lot of abhimana. Lot of vanity is there. External one type of behavior, internally there is a separate nature that is called vanity. Or atmani pujyatvam bhavana. Atmani pujyatva means he himself blowing one's own trumpet, they say, no? That nature. Number 4, krodhaha. Krodhaha, no need of translation, no? Anger. They say, three types of people, no? Uttamaha, Madhyamaha, Adhamaha. How these three people get anger, no? Even though they get anger, how they recover? Uttamaha kshanakopasyat. Kopa is another name for krodha. Okay. Uttamaha, the good person, a mature person, kshanakopaha. Only 1 second the kopa will come, anger. Immediately he is out of anger. Uttamaha kshanakopasyat. Madhyamaha, a mediocre person, ghatikadvayam, 1 hour, 1.5 hour, ghatikadvayam, kopam varu, but that 1.5 hour or 2 hours it will stay, then he will recover from that anger. Madhyama ghatikadvayam, adhame ahoratram. The inferior person, adhamaha ahoratram. Day and night, ahaha anna day, ratri means night, ahoratram, day and night, 24 hours, that anger will continue. What about fourth category? Papishte maranantakaha. Papishte maranantakaha. A sinner. Papishtaha means the one who always does sinful actions. Maranantaka means until death. Until that death, anger will continue for that person. And they say to others also, I can never forgive him. I can never forgive him. Lifelong. So that type of nature. Uttamakshanakopasyat. Madhyame ghatikadvayam. Adhame ahoratram. Papishthe maranantakaha. So that kopa itself is a type of sin actually. When we hurt others out of anger, that hurting words, you know, will never go away. Even scars may go away. Scars may disappear. But the wounding words, you know, they will never go away. When we use that wounding words, you know, when you are in anger, it is a type of violence. Any violent action gives what? Punyam or papam? Papam. So therefore, anger is a type of papa. Shastra says, anger are not only outside people, even swapara, even on one's own body, mind, complex, on one's own behavior, swapara apakara hetu. It is a cause for, cause a damage to oneself as well as to others. Anger cause damage to oneself as well as to others. Therefore, kopam, I am a, what? I join in huch sampat, asurik sampat, asuraha, anartham. What is the asuraha definition? Do you remember? Asushu ramante iti asuraha. Asushu means sense pleasures. The one who is craving for sense pleasures all the time is called asuraha. When that pleasures are obstructed, any sense pleasure is obstructed, that obstructed sukham or raga or kama, obstructed desire alone is converted as anger. இதெல்லாம் பழசு லெசன் ஞாபகம் இருக்கு நினைக்கிறேன். க்ரோதா இஸ் நத்திங் பட் அன் அப்ஸ்ட்ரக்டட் டிசைர். அன்ஃபுல்ஃபில்டு டிசைர்ஸ் ஆர் ஓன்லி கால்ட் ஆஸ் க்ரோதா. தே மேனிஃபெஸ்ட் ஆஸ் ஆங்கர். அன்ஃபுல்ஃபில்டு டிசைர்ஸ் மேனிஃபெஸ்ட் ஆஸ் ஆங்கர். தேர்ஃபோர் காமா இஸ் நாட் டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் க்ரோதா. லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா சேஸ் இன் ஒன் ஸ்லோகா, காம ஏஷ க்ரோத ஏஷ ரஜோகுண சமுத்பவ மகாசனோ மகா பாப்ம வித்யேனமிஹ வைரிணம். ஓ அர்ஜுனா, மே யூ அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் திஸ் காமா அண்ட் க்ரோதா, தே ஆர் எனிமீஸ். மே யூ ஹாவ் கண்ட்ரோல் ஓவர் காமா அண்ட் க்ரோதா. Channelize them properly. Very dangerous in Ardham. Next one, fifth one is called Parushyam. Another demonic nature, evil nature is Parushyam. Speaking harsh words. There is no Mardavam. There is no softness in words, in behavior. Mardavam is the opposite to Parushyam. Mardavam means gentle, soft, smooth, sober. Person is sadhu. நம்ம தமிழ்ல சாதுன்னா அச்சு பிச்சு அர்த்தம். அப்படி சாது நினைக்க கூடாது. சாதுன்னா குட், நோபல் பர்சன் அர்த்தம். மார்த்தவம் இருந்தா யூ ஆர் ஹேவிங் தெய்வீ சம்பத். ஸ்பீக்கிங் ஹார்ஷ்லி, சட்டுன்னு ஏதோ ஒரு வேர்டுன்னா, ஒரே ஒரு வேர்டு, டூ லெட்டர்ஸ் போதும், என்ன பாருஷ்யம். தட் இஸ் கால்ட் ஹார்ஷ்னஸ் அர்த்தம். அட் த்ரீ லெவல்ஸ் ஹார்ஷ்னெட், அட் த்ரீ லெவல்ஸ். வைல் டூயிங் ஆக்ஷன்ஸ் ஆல்சோ காயிக ரூபேண ஃபிசிக்கலி, யுவர் ஆக்ஷன் ஷுட் பி வெரி வெரி ஜென்டில். Gently you have to touch, gently you have to do things, not harshly. When you want to pull the chair, gara 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 gara, pull panna kudadu, and sound vandu, all 100 people little disturbance, no? Then you have to lift and keep nicely, without disturbing others. No? Pulling chair onwards, kayaka rupena. And keeping the volume, TV, sound system, neighbor should know what type of system I have. It comes under parushyam only. I am disturbing the elders, youngsters, kids are there, neighbor house. Maybe they are doing dhyanam, they are doing puja, or they are studying. I should not disturb by keeping too much volume. So therefore I have to reduce the volume, should be audible to me alone, not to others. Even Swamini cassettes also, if I play at home, they should not feel bad. See, these people are bringing Swamini's cassettes and CDs, putting loudly. And we students are very much engrossed in listening. And they think that other family members also should listen. That is wrong. We should not do that. That is not right way. If they want, they will listen. They will ask you. When you are listening quietly, they will ask you what you are listening. If they inquire further, if you are interested, you also listen. You can say, even including your family members, I am telling. I heard that some students are putting full volume in the house. Swamini, your voice only ringing in my house. எனக்கு ஒரு பக்கம் பயம். என்ன, அதர் ஃபேமிலி மெம்பர் ஷுட் நாட் கோ அவே ஃப்ரம் மீ. சீ தட் யூ, வென் யூ ஆர் பிளேயிங் த கேசட்ஸ் ஆர் சிடிஸ் ஈவன் ஸ்தோத்ரமாலா, பகவத்கீதா, எனி திங் ஃபார் தட் மேட்டர், இஃப் யூ ஆல் யுவர் ஃபேமிலி மெம்பர்ஸ் ஆர் எக்ரீட் வித் தட், தே ஆல்சோ ஆக்செப்ட், தே லவ் டு லிசன், யூ கேன் கீப் சம் எக்ஸ்டென்ட் சவுண்ட் ஓகே. that also not too much. These are all kayaka level. Only one example I am giving. You can extend this to all. At the thought level also, I should not think harshly about anybody. You want to talk of verbally now. Vachikama, verbally also, let me use gentle words, sweet words. Jimha me madhumattama. Let there be a honey on my tongue, mantra says. That means what? Honey, daily I take Swamini 2 spoonful honey. Anna. Jimha me madhumattama. Anna. Let my words be sweet and gentle, soft. That is the quality for a spiritual seeker to be maintained. If it is not there, if I use harsh words, I am away from my spiritual path. Next one, ajnanam, lack of discrimination. Ajnana means mithya pratyaya, dharma atharma aviveka. What to be done, what not to be done, what should I do, what I should not do. This viveka is not there, it is called ajnanam. False thoughts. At moral level we are talking. Ajnanam means not atma ajnanam here. Here ajnanam means imagination, all hypocrisy, all superimpositions, all those come under ajnanam. Dharma shastra ajnanam manartham. Not having the knowledge about the ethics. Dharma shastra ajnanam. So dharma means that which is sustains the society. Dharanat iti dharmaha. Dharana means dhru dhatu, that which holds. That which holds, that which sustains the whole universe is called dharma. Dharanat iti dharmaha. Dharme vishvasya jagatah pratishtha. The whole universe is sustained by dharma. Dharme vishvasya jagataha pratishtha. All the cosmic principles are following their own dharma. Then loke dharmishtam praja upasarpanti. Loke, in this world, people all are following dharma according to their body, mind. That dharma should be maintained. That Ishvara's order. Loke dharmani dharma pratishtaha are anusarpanti prajaha. Loke dharmishtam praja anusarpanti. Dharmena papam apanudati. Once I live a dharmic life, papa will go away. Dharmena papam apanudati. Therefore, dharme sarvam pratishthitam. Everything is established in dharma only. Dharme sarvam pratishthitam. Yasmat dharma, dharmam param vadanti. Therefore, all mahatmas, noble people say, yasmat dharmae sarvam, or dharme sarvam pratishtitam iti vadanti, or paramam vadanti na, it is supreme na. So dharmic life is a spiritually friendly in artham. Shrunu asuram, listen from me, what are all the consequences. Further, I am going to elaborate from 7th verse onwards up to 20th shloka. From 7th to 20th shloka, Lord Krishna is going to elaborate this adharmic nature. We'll read that. Shrunu means may you listen attentively, not casually, attentively, with lot of attention. Hear about that Asuram means Asuri Sampath. And a very important note here, it is also called Sampath, you see. Sampath means wealth, isn't it? Sampath means wealth. Asura Gunas are also as a type of wealth. Adepidi. So, dhanam or wealth is a wealth, real wealth. A wealth that which cause a destruction. A wealth that which cause construction. Even we have lot of money, property, richness, so much we have. But we cannot expect that wealth will give always peace and happiness. We cannot expect always that wealth will give peace and happiness. Why? Many times that wealth, that richness gives lot of unhappiness. Lot of unhappiness it gives. It takes away our peace and makes our peace into pieces many times. So that is a constructive wealth or a destructive type of wealth? Destructive type of wealth. So wealth, Pujya Swamiji says always, Lakshmi is a Lakshmi when she gives Ananda Sukha to me. Otherwise, she is not called as Lakshmi. That is only money. Why we call Lakshmi, money as Lakshmi? When she gives Ananda only, that money is called Lakshmi. Otherwise, she is not called Lakshmi. She is only in the form of rupee notes, but taking away our peace and happiness. But this demonic nature is also called wealth. That wealth is a type of wealth which gives lot of pain, lot of sorrow. Therefore, whenever we develop all this adharmic, asuric nature, what do we develop? No. We develop other side internally, lot of pain, sorrow, struggle. Not only that, invisible papa will come. Adrishta rupena, papa, sin, we are accumulating. If I develop this, what? From the first, dambhaha, darpaha, krodhaha, abhimana, parushyam, all these ajnanam, they cause papam. Papam is that which obstructs me from a spiritual pursuit. What do you mean by papa? Papa is that, papa means a sin. Sin is that which obstructs me, not allowing me to go to what? Highest goal, moksha. Therefore, dharma first, that will lead to moksha. Dharma and moksha are not available for perception. In four purusharthas, dharma, artha, kama, moksha, you know these are the four purusharthas. Dharma is not visible and moksha is also not visible to the sense organs. First one and last one, fourth one is not visible, not available for perception. But what are our perceptible? Artha and kama. Generally, what is the human tendency? Whatever is perceptible, whatever is available for my perception, I give priority to them. I give priority to them and I ignore these two which are not available for perception. What are those two are not available for perception? Dharma and moksha. Therefore, generally people ignore this dharma, dharmic life, how much important it is. Righteous life, how much important this is for this fourth one, moksha, people do not know. And they compromise with all the values and they behave like demons. evil nature. And they lose because of the lack of dharma, righteous living, they lose this moksha also, ultimate benefit of human being. And they vote for these two, which are available for perception, artha and kama. Now you see the whole society, maximum people are rushing towards artha and kama. And slowly, and first time when they are violating values, they feel bad. Koncham prick irukum. Adukapram koncham thin skin vandu thick aidum. Okay, paravaala. Compromise. Then they develop that much grossness, even they are doing wrong ane theriyadu. It become a habit later. And later they justify themselves. Okay, society, whole society is going like that. How can I follow values? I myself alone follow values. I cannot survive. This is what justification. But what Veda says, artha kama are incidental. Your life purpose is moksha. Even though it is not available for perception, it is invisible. You have to work for that. That is the purpose of human life. Now Lord Krishna is going to talk further from 6th shloka onwards. Sorry. 5th shloka onwards. Consequences. If one lacks, that means one who is missing that righteous nature, that person. The chair put. Chair. Now we'll read the 5th shloka. Hey Partha, I have missed one word. I have taken the 6th word. Sorry. 4th verse la, ajnanam is also a type of demonic nature. Asuram, asurim sampadam abhijatasya. These demonic evil tendencies, these belong to a person who is born with. Abhijatasya means who is born with. Born with asuri sampat. Asuri sampat. He partha. Asuri sampat person, we can call him as prakrita purushaha. Prakrita purushaha means prakriti vasham gataha ityarthaha. Why is called prakrita purushaha? Prakriti vasham gataha. Prakriti vasham means he becomes slave to his prakriti swabhava. According to his swabhava, he becomes slave to that prakriti swabhava. Now we will read the 5th shloka. Very, very important. Important for what? All these demonic evil tendencies and consequences we are studying. Shankaracharya carefully note there. Parivarjanartham. To avoid what are all adharmic qualities to be avoided. Parivarjanartham or nivrityartham. To avoid, we should know what are they. And what are the consequences? How they are unfriendly, unhealthy, uncongenial to my spiritual life. Let us read.
Daivi sampadvi mokshayam.
Daivi sampadvi mokshayam.
Nibandhaya suri matam.
Nibandhaya suri
matam. Maashucha sampadam daivim.
Maashucha sampadam daivim.
Abhijatosi pandavam.
Abhijatosi pandavam.
Shankaracharya quote here. Arjuna may be thinking what Lord Krishna said, these are all born along with that person who is having asuri sampad. Now Arjuna has got a doubt. What about me? What about me? Daivi Sampat or Asuri Sampat? I am born with Daivi Sampat or Asuri Sampat? That Arjuna has got a doubt, maybe Shankaracharya, right? So Lord Krishna consoling Arjuna. Don't worry, you are born with Daivi Sampat only. That what he says here. Hey Pandava, Ma Shuchaha, second line we'll take first. Ma Shuchaha, may you not grieve. You do not grieve. Shuchaha means here grieving. Ma Shuchaha means may you not grieve. Hey Pandava, O Arjuna. Why? You are born with Daivim Sampadam Abhijataha Asi. You are born with Abhijataha means born with. Born with what? With Daivim Sampat. Daivi Sampat or Daivim Sampadam. You are born with, by birth itself you are with Daivi Sampat. What, how fortunate. From Bhagavan he has got a certificate. Who will give certificate to us? Anybody come? You are born with Daivi Sampat. Arjuna is so great. Here what it means, how it signifies these words. In future, you will definitely get moksha and artha. Indirectly, Bhagavan is telling. Since you are born with Daivi Sampat, therefore, definitely you will get moksha. There is no doubt at all. Swamini, enak moksha varuma? And kekar the vida. What are the divine qualities I am having and what I am not having, I have to develop. I have to work in this way. Whether I get moksha or not, instead of worrying about that, stop that worry and how dharmic I am. So just everyone has to question, if I take care of my dharmic life, automatically moksha will come by itself. Okay, that is the prerequisite. You are inherited. You are inherited with divine virtues. In Kathopanishad language, if you want to listen, Shreyas anartha. Shreyas means moksha. That which gives Shreyas, moksha, that is dharma. Therefore, that dharma is also called Shreyas. Ma Shuchaha. You are born or inherited with virtues, hey Arjuna. You need not grieve at all. Now look into the first line. I consider this Daivi Sampat and Asuri Sampat. Well, how I consider? Mama Matana. He says, Daivi Sampat Vimokshaya. These divine virtues. Daivi Sampat. Divine Sampat or divine qualities. Vimokshaya Mata. It is known that, it is known as, Mata means I consider, I look at them as, Vimokshaya, that lead to moksha, liberation. Vimokshaya means liberation. Samsara bandhanat, free from samsara. Vimokshaya. Then you can understand, what about Asuri Sampat? He says, Nibandhaya. Asuri Sampat leads to bondage. Niyataha bandhaha tadartham. It will cause bondage. Asamskrita purushaha can never become panditaha rajnani. Prakrita purushaha ki opposite is was. Opposite is Samskrita Purushaha. Samskrita Purushaha, Prakrita Purushaha. Samskrita Purushaha is one who is having divine qualities. Prakrita Purushaha is one who is having unhealthy, unfriendly qualities. spiritual unfriendly qualities. Our Sanskrita Purusha is a cultured person. So uncultured person, Prakrita Purusha, can never become spiritually genius or spiritually uplifted. So for Prakrita Purusha, you have to convert yourself into Sanskrita Purusha. Purusha means Stri also, okay. Because maximum, majority is Stri here. So Stri also. Then after becoming Sanskrita, refinement, then only you are eligible to enter into Vedanta. Appra enna Swamini next class varanuma vendama. You are all Daivi Sampat. Wealthy with Daivi Sampat. If anything is not there, let me fill up that gap. Okay. Nibandhaya. Next shloka we will read. Sixth shloka.
Dvau bhuta sargau lokesmin.
Dvau bhuta sargau lokesmin.
Daiva asura eva cha.
Daiva asura eva cha.
Daivo vistarashav proktah.
Daivo vistarashav proktah.
Asuram parthame shrunu.
Asuram parthame shrunu.
He partha, me shrunu. May you listen to me, listen from me. Asmin loke, first line. Asmin loke means in this world. Bhuta sargau. These created beings, bhuta sarga means these created beings. So many species are there. We are not talking about all the species. Here, created beings means especially for human beings. Because all other beings are programmed. They don't have any rules and regulations not required. No? When they are hungry only they eat. No? They don't eat too much. We the people, human beings, violate. When we are not hungry, we eat. When, after eating also, we eat more and more. And we are, you know, have a privilege of what? Privilege of free will, privilege of choice, privilege of violating values. We change the values. Like that. Therefore, the whole manual, Veda manual, is given to human beings. Therefore, here you can take it as Bhuta Sargo means when these human beings are created, Dvau, they are two types of beings. Manushyatvam, in Manushyanam, there are two types. Manushyadhikaratvat. There are two types. One is Daivaha Asuraha Evacha. Devatas, one type of human beings. Asuraha means Asuras. A second type of human beings. In Manushyaha, we can divide it. Lord Krishna is dividing Manushyaha into two types. Okay. And two types, no, Devaha, one type. Why they are called Devaha means Div Dhatulon, it has come. Div means to shine, to illumine, bright. Nartha. Devaha are those people whose qualities are always illumining qualities, bright qualities, knowledge, all those qualities, brilliance, all these they are having. Therefore, they are called Devaha, to be bright, that which illumines. This Another type is called, really speaking, Daityaha. Daityaha means, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, we saw in the last class, Prajapati has got Devatas and Asuras, Daityaha. So, Suras and Daityas. In the Daityas, again, two types. Daityas, Dititi Putraha, Daityaha, Atiti Putraha, Suraha. Ditiputraha, Daityaha, two types. What are those two types? Asuraha, Rakshasaha. Two types. Idhile subdivision in matter. Asuras are Ditiputras. Daityas lo two types. Asuraha and Rakshasaha. Why? On what basis this division made by Shastra? Asuras are those people who are predominant by tamas, tamasic nature. Asuras. Rakshasas are those people who are all what rajogunam is predominant in them. Rajoguna predominant rakshasas, tamoguna predominant people are asuras. Now, what about Sattvaguna? Devas. Devas only one type. Sattvaguna, there are no two types. Devas only one type. Sattvaguna Pradhana Devaha. Tamo, Rajoguna Pradhana Rakshasaha. Tamoguna Pradhanam Asuraha. The Swamini, one demonic cake handle pandra the kashtam. Ippo, idhra rondu division yana. Adhila koncham ratio difference irukum. Lord Krishna says that Asuraha and Daivaha Dvau Bhuta Sargau. They are two types of created beings, the Devatas and Asuras. Daivaha Proktaha Vistarashaha. First two, three shlokas, one, two, three shlokas, Daivaha, that means Daivi Sampat. The Devas have been described. That Deva has been described Vistarashaha elaborately. I have already described them elaborately. Idanim, what do you listen? Hear about the Asuram Shrunu. May you listen to me what are the Asuragunas, about the Asuras. In 7th shloka, he is going to explain from the 7th shloka. We will read that 7th shloka.
Pravrittim cha nivrittim cha.
Pravrittim cha nivrittim cha.
Janana vidurasuraham.
Janana vidurasuraham.
Na shaucham na pichacharaham. Na satyam teshu vidyate.
Na satyam teshu vidyate.
Our Shastra, the whole Vedic vision, if we see from the beginning, that Vedic vision, the intention of Shastra is nothing but to convert the materialistic system into spiritualistic system. From the beginning, the human birth onwards, the whole thing is designed. That's what Swami, Pooja Swami, Dayananda Saraswati said. Vedic view of life, Vedic lifestyle is designed, meant for to convert the materialistic system or materialic view, materialistic view into a spiritualistic view. Every ritual, a religious life totally is meant for that. From conception onwards. From conception onwards, the refinement starts. Therefore, there is a ritual. It is a type of ritual. It is a religious practice is there. There is a type of puja, going to temple, they celebrate, it is a day conception, it is a type of auspicious day they see. Before conception, the time, auspicious time and all they see. Now and all, this sex education and all, they are talking in the schools, colleges, they are making lot of noise outside. They beautifully, silently, how they have designed, very interesting. And the conception time onward, the child refinement starts. Then Simantonayanam later, and that woman is taken care of by the family members, and she starts reading Ramayanam, Bharatam, Bhagavatam, and she starts doing puja, lot of chanting and all she does. Why? She is inculcating all spiritualistic ideas, vasanas in the baby, in the womb itself. No other culture you can see all these things. They do lot of rituals for that. They do annadanam, vastradanam, so many things. Because that baby has to get all good qualities. That is the intention. After delivery also, immediately there is punyavachanam. Again, namakaranam, balasara, so many things they do. Annaprasana. I need not explain all these things, you know better than me. Okay, all these are comes under samskara. Everything is a samskara. And taking care of that child. Even feeding from liquid food to solid food, there is a mantra. And the mother asks Saraswati, oh mother Saraswati, please help my baby. First time when she is feeding the baby, she chants and she prays to the Lord Saraswati. Oh mother Saraswati, let my child become a good, noble person in the society. I am feeding this baby, he should not become a demonic or he should not become any evil to the society. He should not cause any evil to the society. He will become a good, noble person in the society. There is a prayer. In all prayer, all sloka, all chodita, in the class, I am not able to do it. So there are so many prayers. The early morning onwards, once you get up, Karagre, Vasate, Lakshmi, Karamadhye, Saraswati prayer. Start with the prayer, end with the prayer. Like that, so many. What Lord Krishna says here, the Vedic design, as samskaras are there, acharaha. These demonic people never respect Veda, never follow any religious life. Avanga religion annale pidikadu. God, Veda, annale pidikadu. They are having aversion. Asuraha, janaha. The asura people, asura people, are demonic nature people. Na viduhu, they do not know. Na viduhu, vid dhatu. Vid means to know. Na viduhu means they do not know. What they do not know? Pravrittimcha nivrittimcha. They do not know what is to be done. Pravritti means what is to be done. Nivritti means what is not to be done. Nivrittimcha naviduhu. They do not know what is adharmic, what is vidhi to do. Pravritti. Vidhi means scriptural injunction. Pandavendiya karmakal pannanum. This is inude kadamai. This is my duty to be done, to be followed, to be implemented. They do not know that. What is vidhi? My duty. Prescribed by Shastra. They do not know. And what is nishedha? Nivritti means what is prohibited by Shastra. What is Shastra is asking me not to do. Dhumapanam na kuryat. Surapanam na pivet, don't take liquor, himsana kurya, don't hurt others. All these statements said by Shastra, they do not know what not to do. Kavo, pivo, maja karo. So whatever you like, you can do. Like that. Nivritti, pravritti, they do not know what to do, what not to do, they do not know. They are called what? Asura. Now you can see how many asuras are there. This is not to see others. Okay. Tappa solita. Okay, okay. By mistake. Don't see others. They are having all these qualities in them. Where am I? Where am I? Not to check others, but to check myself, to monitor myself. Then, teshu, in them, shaucham na vidyate, acharaha na vidyate, satyam api na vidyate. In them, hey Arjuna, in those demonic nature people, in asuras, they don't have neither purity, shaucham, purity. Shaucha means purity. In previous shloka, shucha and chunar Bhagavan. And the shucha, shaucham combined pandadengo. And the shucha is a different. And a different dhatu, verb. That is called saru. Here, shaucha means purity. Na shaucha means they don't care for internal purity. External purity kuda, somehow, that's all. They are not having internal purity at all. Vakshuddhi, manashuddhi, dehashuddhi, all are not there in them. First, wearing washed clothes itself is a shuddhi. We are not supposed to touch the dress that which we have already worn. That dress we should not take again second time. It is also a type of shuchahana. Keeping the hair clean, nails clean, everything. Shaucham. At all three levels you have to supply. Body level and verbal level. Shaucham. Shaucham is not there. And acharaha na vidyate. Nor religious discipline is there. A religious life is called acharaha. In Hindi, acharana urugai. Okay, and the acharam ilenge. Achar means to implement, to follow. Acharaha. Acharam unni illamale irukkiradenna nirathanna. Whatever said in Shastra, they don't follow. No religious life in artham. What is called acharam? That achara from morning onwards till night, there is an achara, paddhati is there. Achara means what? A paddhati. Methodical life, systematic life, a disciplined life, well-disciplined life according to the religion. The whole Swamiji's evening talks, no? That is what, based on this achara. Morning, karagre vasate lashmi, I said. No? First we see our own hands. Look into your hands, karagre vasate lakshmi. In the tip of my fingers, Lakshmi is standing there. Karamadhye Saraswati. In the middle, Saraswati is there. Karamule sthita gauri. Parvati is in that corner of this hand. Prabhate karadarshanam. Early morning, you look into your karadarshanam. Look into your hand, see the Lakshmi, Saraswati and Parvati. Karagre vasate Lakshmi, karamadhye Saraswati, karamule sthita gauri, prabhate karadarshanam. Namm enna paakrom, kannadi paakrom. Moon eppadi irukka, nalla thoongitana illaya. You have to look into your hand. This is the first prayer you have to say. Therefore, wealth is required, knowledge is required, strength is required. Three are required. You see in your hand, in the form of devatas. Then comes the next word, danta davana, wash your face. And washing face time also, there is a beautiful mantra. Before taking the twig from the tree, that mantra, shloka, says like this, ayur balam yasho varchaha. Is going to take the neem twig or some other twig to wash the face. Before that, he has to take permission from the tree. Oh, tree, vanaspate, I am going to take you, I am going to wash my face with you. You should help me, what? Ayuhu, increase my lifespan. Ayuhu, balam, with strength. And yashaha, name. Varchaha, tejas, glamour, okay. I need not go to beauty parallel, okay. This varchaha, then ப்ரஜா பசூம்ச்ச. ப்ரஜா மீன்ஸ் குட் சில்ட்ரன், ஹெல்தி சில்ட்ரன். பசூன் மீன்ஸ் ஆல் பெட் அனிமல்ஸ், காரு, வெஹிக்கிள்ஸ். ப்ரஜா பசூம்ச்ச. ஆல் யூ ப்ளீஸ் கிவ் டு மீ. ஐ எம் பாஹ்ய பிரஜாம்ச்ச மேதாம்ச்ச. பாஹ்ய பிரஜா மீன்ஸ் எக்ஸ்டர்னல் அண்ட் இன்டர்னல். மேதா மீன்ஸ் இன்டெலிஜென்ஸ், பிரில்லியன்ஸ், நாலெட்ஜ் அபவுட் எக்ஸ்டர்னல் மெட்டீரியலிஸ்டிக் சயின்ஸ் அண்ட் ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் சயின்ஸ். மே யூ கிவ் டு மீ. சன்னோ தேவி தேஹி வனஸ்பதே. ஓ மதர் வனஸ்பதி ட்ரீ, ப்ளீஸ் கிவ் டு மீ. திஸ் இஸ் த ப்ரேயர். Afterwards, again, snanam time, another prayer. This one comes under achara. Okay. Vata gange chayamne chayiva godavari saraswati narmade sindhu kaveri jalesmin bakkite. Bakkite jalesmin sannidhiyum koru. In the bucket of water, lo, in the corporation water, lo, Ganga, Yamuna, Narmada, all of them are there. They are all purifying me. This is the bhavana while taking snanam. This is a religious type of life. Again, go and take, stand in front of mirror, applying vibhuti chandan and doing alankara to this body is a type of religious form, religious practice, applying vibhuti chandan, all these things. So this is also called achara. Then what? Kafiya. Not coffee, go to the puja room, sit there and do puja. Chant mantra, your ishta devam, kula devam. You have to worship. Few minutes, do dhyanam. Deepam, you have to light the lamp there. Deepam jyoti param brahma. Deepa jyoti sanatanaha. Deepo haratu me papam. This deepam is param brahma. This deepam only removes my papa. So, deepam only is everything. And namaskaram pannan. Then only office. Adi varuk office. Until you complete the puja, you should not take coffee. You should not drink water also. First, it is the acharam. Early morning, acharam. Then go to office, routine life. After finishing that also, you come back. Again, evening, again, achara. Again, puja. Again, going to bed while eating food. Adi chollala. While taking food also, annapurne sadapurne sankara pranavallabhi. Jnana vairagya siddhyartham bhikshandehi cha parvati. Prayer while taking food. I have to show gratitude to all people in the whole creation. First God, then mata, pita. I have to show my gratitude to my father, mother and the teachers. Whole thing is called achara. While going to office, I have to tell my mother, my father, I have to do namaskara. I have to inform. All these things comes under achara. சுவாமினி எங்கே டைம் இருக்கு? ஃபார் டெமனிக் நேச்சர் பீப்புள் நோ டைம், பட் எ சம்ஸ்கிருத புருஷஹா வில் டேக் டைம், ட்ரா த டைம் அண்ட் ஸ்பெண்ட் த டைம் ஃபார் திஸ் ஆச்சார். பட் வேர் ஆஸ் திஸ் அசுராஸ் தே நெவர் ஹாவ் டைம். ந சத்யம் வித்யதே, தே டோன்ட் ஹாவ் திஸ் வேத பிரமாண புத்தி, தே டோன்ட் ரெஸ்பெக்ட் வேதா. மதுசூதன சரஸ்வதி சேஸ் speaking truth is also called satyam. They don't speak truth. This asuric nature people, they don't speak truth. And not only that, they never respect that shastra, that which is giving the ultimate truth. They never respect the shastra. That is called satyam na vidyate. Therefore, what we should have? We should have shaucham, we should have achara, we should have satyam. More in the next class. பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி. ஹரிஹ ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம்.